Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, much of Massachusetts is shoveling today after the historic blizzard that dumped feet of snow throughout the state. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh says the parking ban will be lifted as of 5 p.m. today. The mayor says after almost 25 inches of snow from this storm, cleanup is going to take some time.
We have 850 miles of roadway, and we were hit with a blizzard, the sixth largest storm in the history of Boston. And this is day three of that now in the cleanup. By the end of today, and as we go into the night, your streets will be got you and will be better.
He says no decision has been made yet about whether schools will be open in Boston tomorrow. The MBTA is running today, although widespread delays are reported. Statewide, crews are working to dig out and restore power, especially to the hard-hit areas south of Boston and on the Cape and Islands. Peter Judge is with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.
We will, over the next week or so, working with communities not only in the South Shore, but certainly the Cape and the Islands, to assess exactly what the length and the breadth of the damage is.
Governor Charlie Baker is touring some of those areas of the state today, and WBUR's Fred Bever has been along with him. Fred, thanks for being with us.
You bet, Deb.
So the governor, I understand, visited Scituate, Marshfield, Nantucket today, where the storm breached seawalls and knocked out power and led to evacuations. What are the areas that you've seen, Fred? What are they like today?
Well, he didn't quite make it to Marshfield because after he visited Scituate, he sat with local officials in the middle of his meeting with them and Lieutenant Governor Polito. He suddenly he'd been texting furiously, and then he announced that he was going to go to Nantucket. He had to cut the meeting short. He flew via helicopter, apparently on a peak that had suddenly come free or only recently come free, so he could go inspect and meet with people in Nantucket. So he didn't make it to Marshfield. I stayed with Lieutenant Governor Polito, and she went down to visit the Oceanside Avenue, which was really the hardest hit, hardest Scituate, where a seawall breached. And I have to tell you, it's a pretty remarkable scene. What was once road is now just covered with sea rubble, with goose egg sized rocks, and bigger. It looks like the bottom of the seafloor, basically, except for bucket loaders have started coming through to clear the road back. And that was the town official's first request to Governor Baker, was more front-end loaders. He said he would try to help them with that as quickly as possible. I visited with one young woman who was starting to clear out her rental there on Oceanside Avenue, and it was just incredible. The windows on her house had been blown in or crashed in by waves, both on the ground floor, although it's on stilts, but on the first floor and on the second floor, just open straight up the ocean. You can seagulls flying by. She was, of course, devastated and kind of dazed. She said that it just seemed surreal. She didn't know what would be next for her and her three children. The deck was pointing 45 degrees in the air. The entire house was coated with ice. And there were houses like that up and down the beach, some more or less damaged. I say this was one of the worst situations that I saw there.
Well, there are still some outstanding concerns. There are still some outages that are being dealt with. And, of course, public transportation has been an issue around Boston today. What did the governor say about those things, Fred?
Well, this morning he held a press conference at what's really the nerve center for Massachusetts highway administrators, where they have, cameras, screens showing different parts of the state highway system all over the place. It's sort of a James Bond looking kind of a place. So the first time the governor had been there, he was clearly impressed by it. Well, he put Stephanie Pollack, his incoming transportation secretary, forward to talk a little bit about what was going on. She emphasized that it was the MBTA, it's a 100-year-old system. It faces very difficult challenges, particularly in the cold with switches freezing and other cold-related problems. She said that she was pleased that every line was at least running, that while there might be delays to bring the system to even run one day later, she thought was a testament to the hard work of the people on the system. She was a little less positive sounding about the operators of the commuter rail, Keolis, that's the France-based company that's been operating the commuter rail system, which has had real problems today. She said that she was going to be closely looking at their no excuses contract. She made a point of using that no excuses phrase, and that she was hopeful that by this evening things would be going better there.
Okay, Fred, very briefly, let's talk about the travel ban here that the governor imposed on Monday. A lot of folks say that was key in terms of this response, and it's my understanding he defended his decision to put this travel ban in place Monday until Tuesday. This is what he said this morning.
I do not want the travel ban to become the first lever that everybody pushes pulls every time we have a snowstorm. I think in this particular case, we were told by the National Weather Service that we were talking about a storm that would be of historic proportions.
So, Fred, what's the general consensus, do you think, about how Baker handled this storm? How is he feeling about it, too?
Well, he wouldn't grade himself, but he gave all of his staff, as well as local federal government agencies, the private sector, non-governmental agencies, A's for the response. He acknowledges that you know, in one sense, the state was lucky because the snow was dry and things could have been a lot worse. There could have been, 100,000 outages rather than 35,000 outages. He always projected calm and good humor in his many press conferences. He started his first one. He was wearing a suit. He later ducked that for a more informal zip-up sweater. And he, you know, at the very beginning, he said, "We've seen this movie before." New Englanders. And that was really sort of the attitude. We know what to do here, and we're going to do it. He did say that on that question about the driving ban, that there was hot debate within the administration because of the balance of civil liberties and freedom of movement against public safety. As you heard him say, this was the right decision, but it definitely shouldn't always be the decision when there's a big storm.
Okay. WBUR reporter Fred Bever, thanks for being with us.
You bet, Deb.